Have you ever felt like you're doing everything right in your business, but you're still not growing or breaking through? You've spent all the money and taken all the courses, followed all the strategies, posted until your thumbs were sore. And yet the growth that you know you are capable of still feels out of reach. Sister, I'm going to tell you something. You're not broken. You're freaking brilliant. And you don't need another blueprint. You need the right room. And well, I am inviting you into that room. It's called Brilliance, a free all-day virtual summit for visionary women entrepreneurs who are done dimming their light, spinning their wheels, and ready to claim their seat at the seven-figure table. Join me on Wednesday, August 13th, along my powerhouse friends, Kate Northrup, Sarah Jenks, Natalie McNeil, for a summit designed to light you the fuck up. If you know me, you know that I don't do typical Zoom rooms, you guys. Brilliance is part energetic transmission, part strategic roadmap, and all about real feminine aligned results. You'll learn how to clarify your core message, align your business with your feminine power, price and position your offers with confidence, strategically leverage AI in your business as a feminine leader, scale without burnout, and most importantly, activate your brilliance. If you're craving sisterhood, strategy, and a soul-led way to rise, this summit was literally designed for you. Save your free seat now at jessicazweig.com/brilliance, linked in the show notes. You don't have to hustle harder, sister. You just have to remember who you are. And I will be waiting for you at the table where your next level begins. See you on August 13th at Brilliance. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and I am so freaking pumped to be here with you today. I'm so pumped to be talking about this. I'm so pumped that I'm going to be able to bring this whole conversation, this whole unlocking key to life with you all in just a few days at the Brilliance Summit, a full day virtual frequency shift on August 13th. For female entrepreneurs who are ready to claim their seat at the seven-figure table. Ah, you guys ready? Who's pulling up a seat with me? I would love it if you could jump into the show notes right now if you haven't yet and register for Brilliance, because it's totally free. And I have got Kate Northrup, Sarah Jenks, Natalie McNeil, a surprise guest, and so much swag and giveaways and goodies and freebie bonuses to give you if you show up live on August 13th with me and all of these queens that are coming in hot, hot as a disco ball on fire, okay? This is a global experience. We have thousands and thousands of women who are registering, who are all in one single day during the Lionsgate portal, by the way, to make a massive, massive dent in the universe. This is a big freaking deal, and I don't want you to miss it. So today on this unlocking series, I really do want to unlock the word brilliance and how to embody seven-figure worthiness. Okay, we're going to really break down what I mean by seven-figure worthiness today. And when you come to the Brilliance experience, you are going to activate this embodiment. And I promise you, your life from August 13th forward is not going to be the same. My events, my virtual summits, they are not your typical Zoom rooms, you guys. They are full-on freaking frequency activations, okay? So let's talk about this key, because every Thursday on the podcast, I offer up a little tiny key on my keychain that has helped me unlock some of the stickiest little locks that I've ever had to fucking deal with in my life, that have been a lot, that I've had to overcome, alchemize, transmute, and transform over the course of my, 40 plus years. And the truth is, I never considered myself to be a brilliant woman. The boys in school used to call me a dog. Yep, I had boys tell me for 10 years through middle school and high school how ugly I was. The girls were so mean to me, gossiped about me behind my back, wrote notes about me in class, literally would walk up to me in the middle of the hallway and drop me and tell me they didn't want to be my friend anymore. I was a pretty straight C student in high school. I got into a good college through the back door of the arts department. I graduated college. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I went into acting. I was constantly told I had to lose weight, clear up my skin, change my hair. I dated narcissists who told me I was never good enough. Everything up into, the last few years of my life was pointing me into the direction that I was not worthy. I certainly wasn't brilliant. And the truth is, brilliance isn't something that you ultimately become. It's not something that you chase. It's not something that you discover. Brilliance is something that you were born with. And the only thing that you've actually been missing is your permission to finally fucking own it. And so today I'm giving you that permission to embody seven-figure worthiness, not just in your bank account, sister, but in your presence, in your pricing, in your power, in your beauty, in your energy, in the gift it is to simply be in your presence, breathing. That is what I'm talking about when I say brilliance. So if you're coming to Brilliance next week, consider this your pre-party. Because if you're not sure that you belong in that room, this episode is going to remind you that you are that room. And I need you there. So let's start here, okay? Because the truth is, worthiness is not a number. Seven-figure worthiness is not about already making seven figures. It's about how you hold yourself. It's about what you believe right now in this moment you are worthy of before the proof shows up. So women ask me all the time, how do I charge more? How do I raise my pricing? How do I take that leap? I don't understand the dots that need to be connected. And my answer is always this: you don't start with the numbers. You start with your nervous system. You start with your identity. You start with your own truth of all of the work and all of the mistakes and all of the beautiful breakthroughs, of all of the knowledge, all of the love that you hold inside of your own soul. Only you know how magical that is, because you've walked it. There is nothing you have to do to prove that truth has value. All you have to do is be her, because money, back to that, only expands based on what you believe you're worthy of. So if your belief hasn't caught up with your brilliance, your business will keep plateauing. So here's the truth, my truth, the truth that I've walked, that I teach, that I live, that I activate in all of my students and clients that come through my world. You do not need to become more confident, okay? You have to just stop apologizing for who you already are. That's what seven-figure worthiness feels like. It's stating your price without explaining it. It's pitching your vision without shrinking it. It's being fully seen, no matter how scary it is, because the truth is we're all scared, including me, without collapsing. So when you walk into a room, whether it's real or it's virtual, you don't need more proof. You just need to embody the transmission of who you already are, because frequency sells faster than formulas. When I started my career as an entrepreneur, I didn't know a damn thing about a framework, a formula, a strategy, a product suite. This is true for all of my businesses, you guys. I kind of started them with half-baked ideas, like visions for sure, clarity, but not strategy. Not a clear roadmap, not a clear path. I now know how to do that. And that's what I teach all of my students and all of my programs, like the Feminine Frequency Business School and my masterminds and my retreats and et cetera. But the truth is, I got the memo in certain moments in my career, especially when I was starting my new businesses, that if I didn't believe in them, nobody else was. And that belief became my frequency. Brilliance isn't about being the loudest or the most strategic. It's about being the clearest and most convicted in your own belief that what you're creating and offering in the world matters. That's the starting point. So let's talk about the next layer of worthiness, which is the ask. Because it's one thing to know it, hold it, be it. And it's another thing to speak it out loud, right? To the client, to the webinar, to the community, to the event, to the audience. And if you can't name your desires, if you can't hold up the mirror and say to yourself, this is what I want, this is what I'm ready for, then the universe, and the universe is manifested and reflected in your clients and in your community and in your audiences, it doesn't know what to provide you, deliver back to you, if you're not willing to embody the ask. Women have been taught that it's safer to wait for the permission, for the proof, for the opportunity that states, okay, I got this once, that means I can do it again. And we wait for that first opening, that first affirmation. But brilliant women know that you don't wait. You claim it. You cast the vision. You ask boldly. And then you open up to receive. You have got to go first, babe. Because being magnetic, and I talk about this all the time, and we're going to talk about this more at the Brilliant Summit, isn't necessarily about standing still. It means that your soul is so anchored in truth, in the way that you move through the world, your aura, your energy, the way you emanate, your presence, your smile, your embodiment. The world can't but help respond. All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. To that frequency. That is what it looks like to be a brilliant woman, because it's not something you chase. It's something that you choose starting today. And worthiness is not earned, sister. Remember that. It is embodied. So this week, I want you to ask for one thing that you've been too scared to ask. Okay. It could be a new price on your offers. It could be a dream podcast pitch, a spot on a stage, a sale that feels stretchy, or even asking your freaking self, what do I really want? And ask it out loud without apologizing. That's how you unlock your next level. Because here's the truth. It doesn't matter if you get it. It doesn't matter if it's a yes or a no. The activation comes in the asking, the claiming, the owning. That is seven-figure worthiness. And you show up every single day as her. And of course, there's going to be days where it feels like you can't. And then there's the next day and the day after. Being brilliant is not simply a choice. It's your birthright. It's who you already are. And each day is simply a new opportunity to remember that. So if you're looking for the biggest opportunity of the year to remember that, save your seat at the Brilliance Summit. It's totally free. It is a seven-figure table with some of the biggest, beautiful, most brightest minds in feminine entrepreneurship. And it's the room that you belong in. And if you've been waiting for a sign to sign up, this is it. Because I've saved you a seat at the seven-figure table. And I cannot wait to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for believing. Thank you so much for showing up and for shining. I will see you at the Brilliance Summit. And until then, don't forget to rate, review, and share this episode with all of the brilliant women in your life that need to hear this conversation, that need to be at the Brilliance Summit with you, with me, with all of us. You guys, thousands and thousands of us are joining across the world. And when you share this podcast, when you rate it and review it, that light, that sparkle, that fucking disco ball that we're going to all collectively become on August 13th gets bigger and brighter. And we bring the fucking party. And I cannot wait to party with you on August 13th. All the links are in the show notes to register for free. All right, my beautiful souls, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler podcast. And I will see you at the Brilliance Summit. Bye, guys.